Welcome to the Business of Government Hour, a conversation about management with a government executive who is changing the way government does business. The Business of Government Hour is produced by the IBM Center for the Business of Government, which was created in 1998 to encourage discussion and research into new approaches to improving government effectiveness. You can find out more about the center by visiting us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. And now, the Business of Government Hour.
Welcome to a special edition of the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with authors exploring ideas for improving government effectiveness. I'm Michael Keegan, your host and managing editor of the Business of Government magazine. For over a decade, the IBM Center for the Business of Government has sought to connect research to practice, sponsoring third-party research on a broad range of public management issues, issues facing us today. The Obama administration's widely publicized Open Government Initiative has generated a great deal of buzz among federal agency managers, as well as the public, especially as it relates to the use of online tools to extend active engagement beyond the traditional bounds of public hearings and comments on draft regulations. While all federal agencies have developed open government plans, many managers find themselves unfamiliar with what tactics and tools work best under different scenarios. What are the most common scenarios in which public managers seek to engage the public? What are the best online tools to engage and be engaged by the public? How can public managers identify tactics and online tools that make the most sense for given circumstances? And what are some of the key challenges facing public managers in this area? Today, we will pull back the veil on how online engagement tactics and tools can be used and when they work best with Matt Leininger, author of the IBM Center report, Using Online Tools to Engage and Be Engaged by the Public. Welcome, Matt. It's good to have you on the program.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Matt, social media has made it easier for citizens to engage their representatives. Faced with this new citizen capacity and expectation, government leaders have realized the need to be more proactive in their approach to the public. Given this new reality, what prompted your research in this area? And would you tell us a little bit more about how you conducted research for this report?
Well, I've been in this field of public engagement for pretty much my whole kind of adult career, but mainly on the face-to-face side of it. And of course, if you go back, this work really kind of blossoming in public engagement starting in the early, in the mid-90s, a whole lot of new face-to-face kinds of processes for getting people involved in public decision-making and problem-solving. And then, of course, along the way, the internet and social media in particular have just blossomed to the extent now that you really can't do this work without kind of using both online and face-to-face elements. That's the best way to kind of tap the full potential of engagement. And so I started from the standpoint of a practitioner in face-to-face processes, learning more about the online ways of doing it and how to kind of try to weave the two kinds of things together.
Matt, I'd like to learn a little bit more about yourself. Could you tell us a little bit about your career and what your interests are?
Well, I first got interested in this kind of thing when I was an undergrad. I was interested in democratic history and theory, and I was lucky enough when I was in grad school in public administration school to get hired by a nonprofit organization that actually does it. At the time, it was called the Study Circles Resource Center. It's now called Everyday Democracy, but it's been one of the organizations that's been quite pivotal in helping to assist and grow this kind of public engagement work, mainly at the local level around the country. So I went from the theoretical side of things, the big questions about democracy, to the very specific challenges of how do you get people to participate on a rainy Tuesday evening to talk with perfect strangers about some kind of uncomfortable topic. And I've always enjoyed both sides of that equation, of both the kind of the big ideas and also the real practical realities of how you get this done.
Matt, you are the executive director of the Deliberative Democracy Consortium. Could you tell us more about its mission and how it seeks to promote and institutionalize deliberative democracy at all levels of government?
It's an alliance of nonprofit practitioner organizations like Everyday Democracy, America Speaks, the National Civic League, Public Agenda, the Kettering Foundation, a number of others like that, and also academics who are interested in or are in fact out there researching and writing about engagement. So it was created in order to kind of, first of all, to overcome that divide between the people who are practicing this kind of work in communities and also people who are studying it. And it was also created, the consortium, to kind of bridge the divide between that relatively small set of people who have some kind of expertise or have been thinking about or doing this public engagement work, and then many people out there in communities in particular who are actually doing it as part of their jobs in local government or in school systems or increasingly now state and federal agencies or other kinds of groups like that.
I think it's critical, Matt, to properly distinguish social media and collaboration and these platforms with the fact that public engagement work has been around well before the advent of the web. But I'd like to know, how has the advance of social media and other collaborative tools changed the work you do?
Well, there's a number of ways to answer that. The biggest answer, I think, is just that the internet has been part of this huge shift in what citizens know and can do. And that's probably the biggest thing to understand from a public manager's perspective about the changing terrain for all of this kind of stuff, is it simply that you're dealing with people who have different expectations and different capacities than they did 20 years ago or 50 years ago or whatever. And the internet is a big part of that shift, that basically, even though people have less and less time to devote to public life, that they have more skills and capacities to bring to the table. Even though they are pessimistic about what government can do for them, they have a kind of stronger sense of entitlement about some of those kinds of things. That in many ways, even though they're less aware of what's happening in their neighborhood or their community, when they kind of find an issue that they really care about, they're better able to find the allies, the resources that they need to actually make an impact on it. And the internet has been integral to all of those aspects of the shift. And one way of kind of just putting it all together is to say that people are better at governing and less willing to be governed than ever before. And that poses all kinds of challenges and opportunities for people who are in public service, no matter what level of government you're dealing with.
Matt, your report is a cogent introduction, a how-to manual, really, outlining the best tools and tactics for effective public engagement. How do you want your audience, our readers, to use your report?
Well, I think I'm hoping that the introductory piece will give them some of the basic kind of information they need to kind of get started to start thinking about this. And most importantly, I hope that that piece of it really drives home the need to have a longer-term kind of strategy or plan. I think a lot of us are, we're driven, of course, by kind of short-term needs, crises, opportunities like that. But we also have, especially when it comes to engagement, it really pays off to have a longer kind of strategy with other partners to figure out how you're going to have a relationship with your constituents. Then the tools piece, I'm hoping that the way in which the different scenarios are laid out will help people figure out in any particular situation or a particular kind of need they have, which are the online tools that might best fit as part of that kind of a longer term kind of strategy, and which things might be most helpful for responding to more immediate kinds of needs.
What does it mean to engage the public in a wired world? We will explore this question and so much more when the special edition of the Business of Government Hour, A Conversation with Authors, returns.